It's rhubarb season. Here's a recipe for several mixed drinks and a dessert that we shared back in 2020. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks.
Hello and welcome to In the Kitchen with Mary Mac. Today, we're going to have fun with rhubarb. Yes, fun with rhubarb. As opposed to a previous podcast where we noted that nobody likes rhubarb, that's when we made pies with it.
You've had 4 years to think it over. You should like it by now.
So I was looking up some recipes for different things to do with rhubarb since I seem to have a bumper crop of it this year. So I found some interesting things, and this is a progressive recipe. So we're going to make this one thing, and then from that thing, we're going to make many other things.
Similar to the creme and crema episode.
Yeah, kind of like that. So first you need rhubarb. If you don't know what rhubarb is, it looks like celery, but it's pink. It also looks like burdock, which is not delicious, so don't mistake it. It's very bad. But rhubarb tends to grow more in cold weather areas, colder climates, so usually it grows well in, like, Alaska, across Eastern Europe, you know, in places where the weather's cold. Rhubarb likes a nice building to be against. It seems to do really well against a shed or a garage when it's facing south. So if you want to plant rhubarb, think about that. It also likes composted horse manure, and it does really well with that as a fertilizer. So our organic rhubarb is, the reason I say organic is I'm really too cheap to do anything like fertilize or spray. So it's not fertilized or sprayed. But our rhubarb is on the side of our shed. It doesn't get morning sun, which I think keeps it from getting damaged by frost. And it seems to do really well. And this year, we're loaded with it. So I'm trying to find ways to use it up. So I came across a recipe for a mixed drink that you make with rhubarb, but you have to first make a rhubarb simple syrup. So that's the first thing I did, was make a rhubarb simple syrup. And from there, I did a few other things. Now, for rhubarb simple syrup, you need 2 pounds of rhubarb, which isn't a lot. So you should, if your grocery store carries it, it amounts to about, I want to say 8 or 10 stalks of rhubarb. It's not a ton. So you need 2 pounds of rhubarb. You'll need 4 cups of water and 1 3/4 to 2 cups of sugar. Now, when I do a recipe like this, I'll just like cut up whatever I have. So if I have more than, you know, 2 pounds or more than the prescribed amount, I just use it all. So I ended up actually using 2 cups of sugar with it. So whatever you have is fine. So what you want to do is wash your rhubarb, make sure it's clean and there's no bad spots on it, and cut it up into 1-inch pieces. And you're going to put it in a pot on the stove, nice heavy bottom pot.
Now, for people who have never used rhubarb before, how close up to the leaf can they go? Like, is it where the color changes? How do they do that?
Well, usually when you buy it in a store, typically it's trimmed and there's a tiny little piece of leaf on it. And then the bottom is usually trimmed also. So what you don't want to use any leaf, because the leaf is poisonous on rhubarb. So when you pull your rhubarb stalk, if you have rhubarb, you probably know this, but never cut your rhubarb off. Always pull it. When you pull it, you trim off about 2 inches of the bottom of it, and then you trim off just below the leaf, and then you take the leaf and put it around your rhubarb to kill any weeds that are coming up. It's a natural mulch. That's what I do anyway. If you're getting it from the grocery store and it has any little bit of leaf on there, like the base of it, cut that off, okay? Then you're going to need a nice heavy bottom pot to do this in. So you're going to put your cut up rhubarb, 4 cups of water, and 1 3/4 to 2 cups of sugar if you had more rhubarb than prescribed. I measured, like, when I cut it all up, I think I got like 3 cups or so of rhubarb, maybe more than that. I don't remember. But I weighed it on a little scale. So if you bought it at a store, it would be weighed. But, you know, as close as you are, if you have a little more, that's fine. So you put that in the saucepan and you want to bring it to a boil. You want to dissolve your sugar, stir it, dissolve your sugar, bring it to a boil. Once you get it to a boil, you want to turn that down to medium heat and let it simmer for about 60 minutes uncovered. And you want to just have it not even like at a rolling boil, but at a nice, I don't know, I guess between a rolling boil and a simmer. You don't want to have it so simmery that it's not doing anything. you know, you want to have it going pretty good. And stir it occasionally. Make sure that sugar's dissolving and everything. Make sure you're breaking up the rhubarb a little bit. When it's done, the rhubarb should be mostly broken up, okay? And then you're going to need a nice sieve or strainer to strain this in. So what I did, I put, I had a large sieve, and I put it over a bowl and I poured my contents of my pot. I let it cool a little bit. Then I very carefully poured it a little bit at a time through the strainer. And I also set up my jelly bag that you use to strain fruit for jelly. And once it drained through the strainer, I let it drain. I didn't press on it because if you press on it, you're going to get a lot of like silt almost in your juice and you really don't want that. So I didn't press on it. I let it strain and then I carefully scooped it out and put it into the jelly bag, which was over a bowl, and I let it drain some more. And I did that until I had strained all of the rhubarb syrup. Okay.
If you don't have a jelly bag, could you use cheesecloth for this?
Yes, you can take a colander and line it with cheesecloth and just do that over a bowl because you'll get a little more juice off of it. But we want that, I don't know what to call it, shredded rhubarb. We want it to be real nice and dry for another thing we're going to make. Okay. So strain your rhubarb well, but don't squeeze it or press on it or anything. Once you have all your rhubarb strained, put that in a container and put it in the refrigerator. And we're going to use that in another recipe. Now you have your rhubarb syrup, okay? You take that and put it into a container and let it cool. I put it into a big carafe that I had. If you have one of those glass bottles with a nice little cork on the top or something like that, you could do that too. Store it in your refrigerator. It should last for several weeks in there, just fine, until you get a chance to use it up on all these really awesome mixed drinks we're going to make. So here's the mixed drink recipe that I found but did not make. And I'll tell you why I did not make it, because I don't like gin. It's a rhubarb fizz, and it's made with gin. So I'm going to give you the recipe so you can make it if you'd like to. And this recipe calls for it being made in a pitcher. So this is like a group drink, not just for you. It's a group drink. So, and this makes a nice pitcher full of drink, according to Martha Stewart, whose recipe this is. I found this on her page when I started to look for things to make with rhubarb. So you put 8 ounces of gin, 9 ounces of rhubarb syrup together, and then blend those, add 1/2 cup of lemon juice to that, and mix it up well. Now what you want to do is take however many glasses. I would say this should make about 8 glasses. But if you're using real big glasses and you only have 3 other friends, you might make 4 of them. Okay, so you're going to put some ice in a glass, pour this mixture of gin, rhubarb syrup, and lemon juice over the ice, and then you're going to top that off with sparkling wine. Okay, so whatever sparkling wine you like, even champagne would work really well in something like this, but you're just going to top that off and serve it, and that's it. That's a rhubarb fizz. Now, the drink that I made, because, you know, it was the corn times, and I couldn't just rush out to the store and buy gin to even try this out.
The corn times.
So I made this particular drink, and Anna and I were trying to think of a name for it. So Anna came up with the rhubarb slice.
Well, that was one of my later options. I still vote for Orange You Glad I Didn't Say Rhubarb, but I was outvoted.
It's so long.
It's a mixed drink name. They're ridiculous.
I know. Well, anyway, the drink I made, you put about 4 ice cubes in a glass, add 1 ounce of vodka, 2 ounces of rhubarb syrup, 1 very thick. Oh, look, I'm drinking one right now, which is why I can't talk. One very thick slice of orange with the peel on and everything. And then I took for lack of a fancy stirring tool, I bought a really nice muddle at Christmas time. Think I can find it? Nope. So I used a butter knife and I stirred my drink around and poked my orange a little bit. And then I topped it off with club soda. And it's in about a 16-ounce drinking glass. So it makes a filled-up glass.
I like having the ice on the top, how you have it now.
Yeah.
Because it like holds the orange slice down.
Well, it kind of shifts around once you stir it with the mm-hmm. butter knife. Butter knives are really great for muddles if you don't have a muddle, because the one end you can stir with, the blade end, and the handle end, if you have a nice fat handled butter knife, you can use as your muddle. So if you're not fancy, I tried to be fancy, but obviously I failed since I lost my muddle. So I'll go back to the wooden handle of a wooden spoon or my butter knife method. So anyway, that makes a really good drink. It's very refreshing. And it's funny. I don't know if a lot of people really don't like rhubarb, and I don't know why. Probably because they've never had anything really good made with rhubarb. But this, the color of it is really pretty. I'm going to put a picture up on the Facebook page. And the color of it is really pretty. It's almost like a coral color, maybe. And then it's very refreshing. It's really good, very refreshing. So we like it. Another thing you can do is you can make what is called a shrub. And basically a shrub is almost the same thing as a simple syrup, except for it's sort of like an old-fashioned drink base, just for, I guess you'd say, it's an old-fashioned syrup for making a drink with. People used to make a shrub, and then they would use it as a base and just add water to it and make like a, you know, a fruity drink.
So it's like with water. Like a concentrate?
Yeah, it's like a fruit concentrate that you can use with water, or you can use with seltzer, soda water, that kind of thing, you know, and just for like a refreshing drink. And it's supposed to have health benefits, largely because it has vinegar in it. So you can use any kind of fruit to make a shrub. This is a rhubarb shrub, and it's basically the same thing. You take 2 pounds of rhubarb and cut it up into 1-inch pieces, but you add 1 cup of vinegar and 1 cup of sugar. You combine that in a pot and you cook it until it breaks down, and then you strain it and store the juice in the refrigerator. And you can mix it, like I said, you can mix it with seltzer, you can mix it with cold water. A lot of people just take like a spoonful of it, like, you know, Mary Poppins medicine, you know, like that. So but that is what a shrub is. Like I said, you can use any kind of fruit in a shrub. You can use strawberries, blueberries, cherries, anything like that. So if you want to something like that that's a little more tart, that's going to really fizz when the club soda hits it, that's good. So now you've got your simple syrup. You can also use a simple syrup for non-alcoholic drinks too. Like Anna said, you can use it as a basically a flavor base. You can add just cold water to it. You could add like a pop, like 7-Up or Sprite or something like that in flavor, you know, just for a more flavorful, refreshing drink. So it's fun to make, fun to have, and it's good. And it also is a nice, you can even use this rhubarb simple syrup to make a mojito. Same exact way you make a normal mojito, except for the simple syrup would be this rhubarb syrup, and that's good too, so. The mojito, you just basically take a few mint leaves and muddle them in a glass, which means you take, if you have a muddle, or you use the handle of a wooden spoon or the handle of a butter knife, and you smash the mint all around inside the glass to get some flavor in there, and you put your ice cubes in and your simple syrup and rum. Rum? Rum, right?
Yes. Rum.
I've drank about half of my drink, and
probably white rum.
I'm having trouble
with rhubarb.
Yeah,
just because I don't think spiced rum would mix.
Yeah,
well.
Right. You don't want spiced rum in that. No.
Can we call that a rojito?
A rojito. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah, rojito. But it'd be the exact same way to make a mojito, except for your rhubarb syrup is your simple syrup. So, and I'm assuming, now I haven't tried this, but I would assume that you could use any kind of fruit to do the same process that we did with rhubarb. You could use any kind of fruit with that. I don't think you would need to even change the amount of sugar, except maybe peaches you would put less sugar in. But you could do, I could see strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, grapes, any kind of fruit like that you could cook down. And
I don't know if grapes would work.
Grapes?
They're very watery, not a lot of, like a lot of flavor. In a grape, usually.
If you used wild grapes, I bet you could use wild grapes to make it good, because they're all teeny weeny.
Well, you know? I mean, I know that's why most places that make like real fruit popsicles don't have a grape one, because grapes are very hard to work with in that way.
They're not that hard. Probably people just really wouldn't want that, because they're not as pretty as, you know, like a Kool-Aid type of a grape.
Yeah, they're not. They're not real purpley. Actually purple.
Hey, and they're not real purpley, but I would imagine you could use about any fruit. You'd be surprised how much juice you get off of rhubarb, really. You know, there it's once it cooks, it's very juicy. So
this would probably be really good with currants.
Ooh, yeah, red currants. Ooh, yeah, you're right. Oh, the possibilities are endless. Well, I guess I better get to. I'm going to do this seasonally, and I'll see how they come out. The Rujito. We got to try the Rujito next. But anything you'd use a simple syrup in, you could use this rhubarb syrup in, as long as it's not a really super weird combination. So, moving on, the last thing we're going to do with our project is, remember that stuff you strained and you put it in your refrigerator, the leftovers? That is going to go into something that we also talked about in another episode. We're going to make a rhubarb fool with it.
So, a trifle.
No, we're going to make a fool.
But that's another word for a trifle.
Not exactly. A fool doesn't have any cake or anything like that in it. It's only fruit and whipped cream. So that's what a fool is. A fool is a dessert that is made with real whipping cream that's been whipped up and fruit. That's all it is. I don't know why they call it a fool, but...
Probably because it fools you into thinking you're eating something more substantial.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. You know, the British also called dessert pudding. So there's that. So it's just a term. An odd term. So the fool, I probably talked about this in the last podcast and don't remember why. But
yes.
I could go listen to it and find
it
out.
Because you went over the history of a trifle and it was also called a fool and a tipsy laird.
Well, they're all a little bit different though. Even a tipsy laird is different. So the fool is just the heavy whipping cream and the fruit. But the trifle is heavy whipping cream, fruit, and whatever baked good that somebody wanted to put into it. And the tipsy
Laird
had an alcohol. The cake was usually soaked in alcohol and something like that, you know. So it was tipsy, you know, a little tipsy. So the rhubarb fool, ha-ha, you're going to take that leftover stuff you made, or you can just make some rhubarb sauce if you like to make rhubarb sauce, which is basically when you make rhubarb sauce, you cut up your rhubarb about the same thing, about 2 pounds of rhubarb, cut it up. Put a half a cup of water into a pot and usually about 3/4 of a cup of sugar, not too much sugar, not because you don't want it to be super duper sweet, but whatever to your liking. Sometimes I just cook the rhubarb down in the water and then I taste it and add sugar based on that. But that's all you do to make rhubarb sauce, just kind of like how you make applesauce. And for the fool, you're going to take heavy whipping cream and a teaspoon of sugar. Usually the recipe that I have called for 1.5 cups of heavy whipping cream to 1 teaspoon of sugar and whip that up. You can use powdered sugar if you like, or regular sugar, or a flavored sugar. I actually used vanilla sugar, sugar that had a vanilla bean shoved down into it. Piece of a vanilla bean that I used the insides for something else and just, you know.
Could you use raw sugar in this?
Oh, yeah. You could use raw sugar. You could use honey if you wanted to. Anything like that just to sweeten up your whipped cream. Whip your whipped cream up and put it in the refrigerator for a couple of hours so it sets up real nice. And then you want to make sure your rhubarb base that you made your syrup with, if you're going to use that, nice and cool. And then all you do is get a pretty wine glass and you make layers. And you start off, you put a little bit of whipped cream, a little bit of rhubarb, whipped cream, rhubarb, layer, layer, layer. And it's sort of like a parfait, I guess. I always think of Shrek. but anyway, and that's all it is. It's just whipped cream layered with fruit. So that's what I did with my leftover rhubarb bits from making my rhubarb syrup. So you can have a nice drink, although I don't think I would want to have the fool with a mixed drink because that's a lot of whipped cream. Okay? So just saying. Maybe don't do that. But it's a very, it was very, very good, all of it. And I really enjoy the rhubarb slice mixed drink that we made. If you have rhubarb or it's available to you or you want to mess around with it a little or you're bored out of your mind and you want something to do, this was fun. It was a fun project. It all in all took about 17 hours. No, not really. I made the rhubarb syrup in the evening and then everything cooled the next, you know, I put it in the refrigerator, everything cooled. And the next day I tried out the mixed drinks and the rhubarb full. So And it was very much fun. I'll have some more. Well, I had this, you know, the reason I started this podcast, as I hem-haw around here, the reason I started this podcast is I was getting so upset with finding a recipe in a cookbook or online or in a newspaper and trying it, and it was a total flop, okay? So now, at this point, I can usually look at a recipe and say, like, that's going to work, that's not going to work, or, you know, I can look at the elements of it and see that it's wrong. So I came across this recipe in my what can I do with rhubarb hunt for a rhubarb cookie, and the picture of it looked really good, and it's kind of an old recipe from the Today Show. Had the Today Show logo on there, you know, in olive green and orange, so I'm pretty sure it's a pretty old recipe. So this recipe was for a sour cream cookie with rhubarb in it. And I looked at it and I thought, that seems like a lot of sour cream and not enough flour. But I made it to the recipe because I wanted to prove myself wrong, and I didn't. The cookies baked 6 minutes longer than they were supposed to, according to the recipe, and still had the consistency of a pile of scrambled eggs. Very tasty cookie. They're very tasty, but they were just limp. Absolutely limp. No other word for it. So I'm going to try to fix this recipe. I think I can fix it. I looked at a couple. I was actually comparing recipes today to see if there was a, you know, something similar. There, I haven't found anything super similar to the recipe, but so far as I can tell, the ratios were completely off for the sour cream and flour. So I'm going to work with that and hopefully come back here and give you a perfected recipe. And then I have also a rhubarb jam recipe. So if you get your rhubarb and you can't use it up, put it in the freezer, and then we'll work our way through the rest of these rhubarb recipes at another day. So,
and for reference, if you want to go back and listen to the trifle or the rhubarb episode from before, episode 13 was Nobody Likes Rhubarb. That was from May of 2016. And episode 14, also from May of 2016, was the trifle episode.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they were right after each other. So yeah, you can go back and listen to those if you want to learn some other rhubarb or trifle recipes. And be sure to follow us online on Facebook and Instagram at Mary Mac Bakehouse and on our website, marymacpodcast.com.
So go make some rhubarb simple syrup. And thanks a lot for listening if you did. If you didn't, too bad for you.